Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Thanksgiving is a time to gather around the table with friends and family after spending the entire day cooking. Now, that sounds fun and all, but if you don't want to exhaust yourself on Thanksgiving, there are a lot of restaurants that are open and ready to serve you. Joining me today is Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler to lay out the best spots that are open on Thanksgiving around H-Town for that perfect meal. It's Wednesday, November 15th, 2023. I'm Rahil Ramzanali, and here's what Houston is talking about. Eric, welcome into CityCast Houston. How are you?
Rahil, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've last chatted, so I want to start with this. Are you a homemade Thanksgiving meal kind of guy, or are you heading out to a restaurant?
You know, what's so funny is I go out to eat at restaurants almost every day as part of my job at Culture Map. Thanksgiving is the one time I slow down. We'll be up in Dallas with my family. My sisters have a whole plan for a home-cooked meal, and it's always been like that. Even growing up, we always made dinner at home.
That's cool. And that's a lot of people, right? And growing up, I mean, I remember one Thanksgiving where I was alone because my parents decided to take a trip and my brother was in college, my sister was in college, and I was the only one alone. And I remember ordering Buffalo Wild Wings. That was the only place that was open. And now it seems like everybody is open. This trend has moved towards more restaurants turning this into almost a marquee day. Why is that?
Well, I think there's a few reasons for that. Part of it is kind of what you experienced, right? Families are more spread out now. People don't, they may not have that 8, 10, 12 person family unit to gather together around the table with all the settings. So, you know, if you're only 3 or 4, like maybe making a whole turkey dinner doesn't make sense. You know, it's a lot, it's a lot of work. I mean, the other thing is we're all so busy. You know, Thanksgiving is that one day where everybody's off, or, well, unless you work at some of these restaurants, obviously. But so, you know, maybe you don't necessarily want to spend it slaving away, making a turkey and doing all the dishes and all the cleanup. The other thing is, it's kind of a pain. You only cook Thanksgiving once a year, right? You only cook a turkey once a year. And people find it really challenging. And there are a million recipes for how to brine it, how to spatchcock it, how to roast it. You know, my father had this theory that he started the bird upside down and then flipped it over at some point in the cooking process. That's how he kept the white meat juicy but got the dark meat cooked. I mean, people have all these crazy techniques, and if you're not an experienced home cook, you may not want to mess with it.
Yeah. And I think the other thing with just capitalism in general, right? Like there was a time where Black Friday sales would start at midnight. Then they started at 10 p.m. on Thursday. Then they started on Wednesday, it seems like. And I think we've just become more accustomed to people working on Thanksgiving, and it's okay for them to work. So that also plays a role into it as well, where, hey, you don't want the day off? Then come on, let's go. We'll do a big meal here.
Yeah, no, I think that's part of it. And I think within the world of restaurants, there is that culture of hospitality. You know, we work when you're off, right? We facilitate other people's celebrations. And so, you know, people take a lot of pride in that. And I think being open on Thanksgiving is one manifestation of that.
All right, well, let's get into it. You put together this awesome list of places that are open, ranging from really high-end to a casual place as well. So I'm going to ask you a few categories, and I want to get your opinions on these, and people can start planning out their Thanksgiving restaurant meals. So the first one, the most important one, Eric, what's the best restaurant for a traditional turkey meal with all the fixings?
You know, I'm going to go with Jonathan's The Rub in Memorial Green. This is out in the Memorial area. $53 gets you a roast turkey dinner with family-style sides such as candied yams, garlic mashed potatoes, green bean almondine, and traditional stuffing. And if you're not a turkey person, they have a roast beef, you know, like a beef tenderloin. They've got a seafood option. They've got, it's a beautiful restaurant. So it kind of has that sense of occasion. Great cocktails, fun wine list. So give me Jonathan's The Rub.
Ooh, that sounds really good. And their quality is second to none. So yeah, that's going to be a good meal right there, Eric.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do a restaurant that is non-traditional, okay? Think Thanksgiving meal for people who want to try something else, whether it be a steak dinner, seafood, maybe some other kind of food or cuisine. What do you got for us?
All right, well, I have to say, if I weren't having Thanksgiving dinner with my family, I would probably be having Thanksgiving dinner at Himalaya. This is the Indian restaurant. It's a Houston staple. It's been around for almost 20 years. And their chef, Kaiser Lashkari, he does masala spiced turkey breast every year for Thanksgiving. And then they have all the other wonderful dishes that they're known for. Their masala fried chicken, their steak tikka, their chicken hara masala. And, you know, it wouldn't be complete without garlic naan and some biryani. That would be a very different option for Thanksgiving. And then I have a big group of friends who every year they do like a Chinatown dumpling crawl. You know, they get soup dumplings at One Dragon. They go for dim sum at Golden Dim Sum or Kim San. And you know, just sort of keep in mind that all of those restaurants kind of in that Bel Air corridor, a lot of them are going to be open on Thanksgiving Day. And if you don't want turkey and stuffing, that's a great place to explore.
You know, it's funny. I saw the masala turkey on there. And growing up, being a Pakistani American, I was like, that's just a normal turkey because that's what my mom would do, because there is a dish that we cook all the time. It's called churga, which is just a whole chicken with spices on it. And my mom would just basically do that to a turkey and cook it all day long. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, great. This is just a real Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah. And it's a popular spot on Thanksgiving. I mean, people really, they built that into their ritual. And it is BYOB. So if you've got like a nice bottle of Riesling or a sparkling wine or something, you can bring that along.
Nice. That's a good one right there. Okay, let's do a big splurge, right? Like you're going to get the whole family together. You're going to get dressed up. Give me a good restaurant for a Thanksgiving Day splurge, because some of these places can get rather expensive.
Yeah, all right. If you're going all out, you know, Raheel, I know you a little bit. You know, we've worked together in the past, and I think you and I are united in this. We like a buffet. You know, yes. give me all the choices. If you're going to go that route, there is no bigger, more luxurious buffet than at Toro Toro. This is the Pan Latin Steakhouse at the Four Seasons Hotel in downtown Houston. It's $145 for adults, $65 for children. I know. But turkey, prime rib, roast lamb, all of the sides, a giant cheese display, a cold seafood tower with oysters and shrimp and everything else, sushi rolls, a huge dessert spread. If you're going to do it, if you're going to splurge, that's the place to go.
Oh my God, $145, Eric. This better be gold-crusted turkey, and there better be lobsters everywhere.
You know, they'll wheel you out of there in a wheelbarrow when you're all done. That's the idea.
That sounds like a Las Vegas-style buffet right there.
It is the closest thing we have in Houston. They do this for holidays. They'll do it again for Christmas, and they really, this has been a tradition at the Four Seasons for many years across different restaurant concepts, and it's a really decadent experience.
Man, so I have a quick buffet story for you here. I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, all right, and there was nothing else open. So I hit up the Golden Corral because I was starving. I needed food ASAP. And let me tell you, Eric, the Golden Corral in Tulsa, Oklahoma on a Sunday night is exactly what you would expect it to be. It did not live up to my buffet standards, but it wasn't that bad. It was okay. You know what? It got the job done.
This is kind of the restaurant equivalent of that old like people at Walmart meme, right? Like you sort of see people at the Golden Corral that are exactly who you expect to see at the Golden Corral.
The funny thing is I was in a suit because I was coming off of work, right? So I was the actual meme there. They're like, what is this guy doing here? Why is there a guy in a suit? And I was the people of Walmart. They were watching me. It was awkward.
Yeah. I'd almost be like, sir, are you okay? Are you lost?
Okay, so we've got our big splurge. We've got a $145 option. Let's go to somewhere more affordable, okay, for the cheap people like me. What are you recommending?
All right, so I know you love a buffet, but I also know you love a drive-thru. So let me give you Thanksgiving dinner from a drive-thru. It's Pappas Barbecue. They've got a $19.95 Thanksgiving plate. You get turkey, you get sides, you get all the things you need. Mm. And I've always thought Pappas Barbecue has pretty good pie. So you can add a slice of pie for another, I don't know, $5 or $6. And then, and you don't even have to put on pants, right? Because you could just, you can roll through the drive-thru, you can take it home. You're easy peasy.
I love that one. That, and it's affordable. You can get back home, eat, watch all the football you want and not get dressed up. This is the one. I like this pick a lot. And the quality of Papa's, you know what to expect. You know exactly what you're going to get. I love that.
It's a Houston staple. And let me just give you one more. If you're, because maybe you do have that big group of family, or maybe you, you know, maybe, and everybody wants something different and you don't quite know where to go. Cleburne Cafeteria, it's such a Houston staple. It's right there on Bissonnette in West U. They are open on Thanksgiving Day, and they make everything in-house. They roast all their own meats. They make all their own pies, rolls, sides, everything. So they will be open. It will be busy. I mean, you will have to stand in that cafeteria line, but they have a huge dining room. And you know, it's never going to be, I mean, what are you going to spend at Cleburne? You know, maybe $20, $30 a person. So I always like that as an affordable option.
That's a really good one right there. Okay, this next category is more for people who don't want to wait in line, right? So a restaurant that is open, but you really just want to try it because, you know, a lot of people are talking about it, but it's hard to get into during the normal days. So this is a good night to go try this restaurant, and it has nothing to do with Thanksgiving outside the fact that, well, there's no lines right now. Which restaurant should we go to?
Well, I will say Steak 48 will be open, and, you know, that is among the absolute most popular steakhouses in Houston. They have like a $74 Thanksgiving plate, but if you just want that, you know what they do. You know, the bone and filet, the lobster mac and cheese, the scalloped potatoes, all of the things that they do. They will be open. I think if it were me, I might go to Eunice, the kind of elevated Creole restaurant in Greenway Plaza. Again, they've got Cajun turkey, and they've got like a pumpkin bisque on the menu, but mostly you're going for like all the things they do well, like their fried cornmeal crusted oysters, their burrata with pepper jelly and caviar. They make great gumbo, and their shrimp etouffee is my absolute favorite in Houston.
Oh man, that sounds so good on a cold 70 degree day, because it's going to be cold like that. It's 70 degrees on Thanksgiving. It looks like that's how cold it's going to get, but hey, that sounds delicious. And that sounds like it's going to hit the spot. So that's a good pick right there. Okay. Last one for you here, Eric, the best restaurant for our folks in the suburbs, including me. Give me something. Any suburb is fine. Where are we going?
All right. If it's me, I'm going to Amrina. This is an Indian fine dining restaurant in the Woodlands. Just showed up in the Chronicle's list of the top 100 restaurants in Houston. 5 courses, $85 meal with family style sides. Some of the choices are roasted pumpkin soup, sweet potato dumplings, roast turkey breast, braised short ribs. And here's the killer. This is what sealed it for me. Brownie bottom pumpkin cheesecake.
Whoa, hold on. Brownie bottom pumpkin cheesecake. Yes.
Sign I might me pay up $85 well. Just for brownie bottom pumpkin cheesecake.
Yeah. I mean, it's so much fun to say, and it sounds so good. That's a treat right there. Brownie bottom pumpkin cheesecake is a big yes for me too. Eric, the whole list I've put in our show notes. So if people want more recommendations, you've done an awesome job putting this all together. What do you have cooking on Culture Map, man? What can we look forward to here in the upcoming weeks?
Well, you know, we've always got all your latest Houston bar and restaurant news. We'll be looking back as we kind of move into December at the best new restaurants of the year. We'll have all your Christmas Day dining guide options. And of course, I've got my weekly podcast, What's Eric Eating?
I love it. Check it all out. Eric, thank you so much for putting this list together. And thank you for joining us here on CityCast Houston.
Thanks so much for having me. This was a lot of fun.
That was Eric Sandler. I've linked all of his work and his podcast in our show notes. Now, if you have family coming in next week, you need to find places to take them around town, right? Well, Brooke Lewis has recommended some awesome spots in our newsletter, Hey Houston. Just head to houston.citycast.fm or check out the info in our show notes. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new.